Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Thursday, July 23rd, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, a new rumor claims to offer additional details on the iPhone 12 in terms of a release date. According to a new report from Mako Takara, the release of the 5G iPhone 12 could be pushed until November. The report cites multiple Chinese suppliers and claims that the iPhone 12 could be announced in the latter half of October instead of September due to the COVID-19 pandemic. From there, an iPhone 12 with only LTE would reportedly be released in mid-October, while the 5G iPhone 12 models would be released in November. But this report should be treated with some skepticism based on other supply chain reporting that we've recently seen. First, there is little corroboration that Apple even has plans to release an LTE-only iPhone 12 this year. Reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo has said that all four of this year's iPhone 12 models will support 5G, including both versions of 5G, sub-6 GHz, and millimeter wave. And separately, a report last month said that the iPhone 12 is back on track for a September launch. There is potential for a staggered release where some iPhone 12 models are released in September and the rest of the lineup is released in October, but even then, the latest we would see a new iPhone 12 is October, not November. In other news, Apple has released the third developer beta of macOS 11 Big Sur. Developers can update to Beta 3 by heading to the System Preferences app, then looking for the Software Update option. As of right now, there is still no public beta for macOS Big Sur. Apple's Beta Software Program website still lists the macOS and watchOS 7 public betas as coming soon. macOS 11 Big Sur is a massive update for the Mac, bringing a completely redesigned interface, an all-new Messages app, and much more. Beta 3 makes additional enhancements to these changes. The battery icon in the battery section of the System Preferences app has been redesigned to be far more subtle, and there's also a new icon for the music app. The screenshot sound effect has been changed again, and it's now a combination of the original macOS Big Sur sound effect and the sound effect from macOS Catalina. Finally, macOS 11 Big Sur initially brought back the time remaining battery life estimates for MacBook users, but this feature has been removed in the third beta. The time remaining feature allowed users to see an estimate of how much longer their MacBook battery would last on its current charge. It was available up until 2016 when Apple removed it due to battery life concerns. It made a comeback with the first two betas of macOS Big Sur, but now it's gone again. It's possible that this is a bug and it will be added back in a future beta, but for now, only time will tell. You can check our full roundup of everything new in macOS 11 Big Sur at the link in the show notes below. We are sponsored this week by Griffin. When Apple launched the new iPhone SE, Griffin brought back its most popular cases as well, offering a number of its classic cases for the classic iPhone SE design. Reintroducing a proven design with all new technology, iPhone SE owners can protect their new device with the lightweight Survivor Strong cases from Griffin. The cases are available in two options, Survivor Strong and Survivor Clear. The cases are said to have both been engineered and tested to surpass military standards, and they can handle bumps, scratches, and even drops from multiple feet without getting in the way. The Griffin Survivor iPhone SE cases are now available for purchase starting from just $19.99, but 9to5 Mac daily listeners can save an additional 15% with code 9TO5Survivor. You can learn more at the link in the show notes below, and my thanks to Griffin for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. Last but certainly not least today, Apple has also released the third developer betas of iOS 14, iPadOS 14, and watchOS 7. So what's new in iOS 14 Beta 3? Leading the way here are new widgets for the clock app that you can add to your home screen. These were previously teased by Apple, but were missing from Beta 1 and Beta 2. There are three widget options for the clock app, a small one for viewing the time in a specific city, and two larger options for viewing world clocks for four cities at the same time. iOS 14 Beta 3 makes some tweaks to the music app, including a new option to share Apple Music songs, albums, and playlists directly to Snapchat Stories. This comes after Apple added a similar option for Apple Music subscribers to share to Instagram stories earlier this year. Also for the music app, there is a new icon on the home screen, which has a gradient with shades of red instead of the white background of the old icon. This new icon is actually very similar to the music app icon that we had with iOS 7 and iOS 8. In combination with watchOS 7, iOS 14 can now send you a push notification if you haven't washed your hands within a few minutes of arriving home. And furthermore, Apple Watch will also send you a notification if it detects that you were washing your hands but stopped early. Finally, Beta 3 puts a clear focus on making iOS 14 ready for the general public. There are a pair of new pop-ups that appear explaining the new home screen features. For example, when you use iOS 14 widgets for the first time, a notification appears explaining how to enter jiggle mode to add and remove widgets. Then, when you edit your iOS 14 home screen for the first time, you'll see a new pop-up explaining how to remove home screen pages and access the new app library. You can find our full walkthrough of everything new in iOS 14 Beta 3 at the link in the show notes below. There's still no update for public beta users, but we expect that to come as soon as this week or next week. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.